me of all the people he could ask to fill in for him. For whatever reason, I guess he's a glutton for punishment, and he asks me to do it. Anyway, we are going to be talking about a few things. I already have some calls lining up. We're going to put them off for a little while. Dave and John, just hold your horses, keep your pants on, whatever the saying may be at this particular moment. I will be bringing you up in a little bit. We have some important things to talk about. Of course, the story on everybody's lips these days, ladies and gentlemen, is the swine flu. The swine flu. Everywhere you look, you have pictures of people wearing masks with this terrified look in their eyes. As I've said before on numerous broadcasts that I've done, I tend to pay attention to the conversations that are taking place around me. I like to get a gauge of where America's mind happens to be at any given moment. And I took a trip to town, and I was listening to some of the things that people were saying. You saw a lot of people buying things like Lysol, alcohol, Purell, that stuff you can carry with you that's like a hand sanitizer. And I even saw people buying face masks, you know, that you would see in the hospital or whatnot. And so people are taking this thing seriously, which I guess is exactly what the powers that be want them to do. And we are going to be talking about this tonight along with some other things. Of course, in case you haven't heard the news, the Jews are in an uproar about the flu. The fact that it's being called the swine flu, even though it was called the swine flu 100 years ago. Like it because they consider pigs to be dirty animals, and so they want it changed to the Mexican flu. This never ends, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Anyway, there's that music indicating we're going to our first break. When we get back, we will jump right into this along with your phone calls. Everybody stay tuned. We will be right back. 800-313-9443.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Having already finished 5 minutes of tonight's show, I know that doesn't mean much to you, but, well, never mind. Anyway, listen, before we get started with tonight's topic, I want to tell you about what I consider to be an important and particularly entertaining new website that I would like for you to visit. And it can be found at, now it's kind of an odd spelling here, so you're going to have to bear with me. It's called mantikaltayar.wordpress.com. I'm going to spell out the first part of it. It is mantikaltayr. Say that again, M-A-T like man, or M-A-N as in man, T-I-Q-A-L-T-A-Y-R.wordpress.com. This individual, I can't say it's a he, I can't say it's a she because I don't know who it is, but whoever this individual is, he or she writes exceptionally well and very entertainingly. Also, some very good articles that have appeared on this website. I strongly suggest you check it out. It can get very tedious out there reading boring, dull, dry, depressing news. So when somebody comes along and is able to insert some humor into this, it is a well-needed break. And particularly the last article that this individual wrote was entitled Muslims. And he or she did a takeoff on how in America we have gotten things really goofed up with regards to the Muslims and how you have this cadre of people out there in the United States ignorant about who the Muslims really are. Anyway, it's really a good read. I strongly suggest that you go there and get yourself a well-deserved laugh. Now, before the break, I was talking about this business with the swine flu. Now, as you no doubt know already, ladies and gentlemen, I can be a very suspicious person. I don't assume that whatever is handed to me on a silver platter or otherwise, that it is as it appears to be. I tend to be kind of skeptical, and I always say, okay, what else is there to this besides what appears to be the obvious? Now, as you no doubt know, this business with the swine flu, of course, is headline news all over the place. I just read a report that says that the World Health Organization has just updated it from being a level 4 threat to a level 5 threat. And that level 5 threat means that it's the second highest on the World Health Organization's threat scale, indicating that a pandemic could be imminent. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I did not get a degree in criminal justice. I didn't graduate from the Sherlock Holmes School of investigations, but you know, the first thing that leaps out at me about this whole thing involving the swine flu is that there was no buildup to this. Literally, one day it was not there, and then the next day, all of a sudden, the sky is falling, and the four horsemen of the apocalypse are feeding their horses and getting ready to ride through town. Okay. There was no build-up to this whatsoever. If you think back to this thing that took place in China a few years ago with SARS, something acute respiratory syndrome, severe acute, whatever. there was a buildup of sorts to this. And, of course, you know, the media made a big play of it, did the same thing, showed a lot of people with surgical masks on, all kinds of precautions that were taking place, but nothing like what we're seeing now. I mean, now they're talking about putting thermal scanners in airports in order to check people's body temperatures to see if they may have a fever, indicating that they may have this flu. Well, in addition to the fact that there was no buildup to this, of course, the other thing is that it literally, as I said, it came out of blue. One day, at the risk of letting the cat out of the bag too early, one day we're talking about Jane Harmon negotiating treason with two accused spies for Israel. And the next day, bada boom, we're talking about this flu that a century or so ago wiped out about 50 million people across the planet in the course of a year. Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, things like this, they tend to build up, okay? We're talking right now so far about a couple of hundred people in Mexico who have died, and we have one person in the United States who has died, a child from Mexico, and we have about, 50, I don't know, the last news report I saw said 50, 60 people across the United States who have contracted the disease. And you have people in England and Australia and Israel and other places who've contracted it. But let me inject a little bit of reality into this, folks. In the United States, we, and remember, this is the industrial, modern medicine nation known as the United States. About 100 people a day die from the flu. 100 people a day. Over 36,000 people a year die of the flu. Now, you can imagine if they were to make a news story of this every night and they said, oh, we lost 100 more people today to the flu. We had 10 in New York, and we had 12 in Texas, and we had 17 in California. If they were to do this every night, 7 nights a week, 365 days a year, you would think that the world was crashing, that it was a scene out of Stephen King's book, The Stand, you know, that plague that blew through the world and wiped out almost everyone. But this is business as usual. We have about 100 people a day dying from the flu in the United States. Now, why didn't we hear about this a week ago, that there were 100 people a day dying from the typical non-specific, non-special flu? Why don't we hear about it? Because it doesn't make news. You see, but when you pull up all of a sudden this thing known as swine flu that killed 50 million people about a century ago, and particularly when you need it at a particular point in time, when there are some very, very embarrassing, damaging stories floating around out there involving espionage, and I'm not just talking about one person named Jane Harmon, by the way. Those of you who may have listened to the radio program that I did Saturday with my good friend Shem Talawi will remember that I spoke of having conversed with somebody who spent his life in the intelligence community as a CIA field officer, meaning he was out in the field. He wasn't sharpening pencils or doing anything like that. He was out in the field doing some hands-on work. And he assured me that everything that is contained in this story involving Jane Harmon negotiating treason for a foreign country is 100% accurate, and that it's only the tip of the iceberg. Okay. Jane Harmon is not the only one, I guarantee you, who has been caught up in this little dragnet of eavesdropping on these phone calls with Israel. Jane Harmon herself mentioned in this interview she did with Andrea Mitchell, that her phone was ringing off the wall. She was getting calls from other Congress critters who were terrified that maybe their phone calls with AIPAC had been recorded as well. And so, when all of this is building up, you have members of Congress possibly engaging in espionage for foreign country. When you have two spies, I'm not even going to call them accused spies, when you have two spies for Israel who are going to be going on trial a couple of weeks after 5 years of delays, when you have AIPAC and its conference, its yearly conference, about to take place a week from now, and all of this talk, ladies and gentlemen, about treason and espionage. I mean, let's face it, the American political system has proven already. You can get caught cheating on your wife. You can get caught running a gay brothel out of your Washington, D.C. apartment. And you can still hold on to your elected office. But treason and espionage is a completely different character, a completely different creature altogether, ladies and gentlemen. And so what I envision going on here is that you've got people on Capitol Hill who understand that this leak of this story involving Gene Harmon, they understand that they are on those tapes as well, and they have got to do whatever is necessary to get this news taken off the front page and buried somewhere where nobody's going to find it. And isn't that exactly what has happened now in the last 4 or 5 days? Anyway, there is the music indicating we are going to our next break. When we get back, we will continue on with this, along with your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary, but now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.laysemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on this April 29th, 2009 edition of the Piper Report. As you have no doubt figured out, Mike is not here, although I do suspect he's probably listening. He's probably laying in a hot bathtub with a cigar and possibly a nice warm bottle of brandy or something like that. He did threaten to tune in tonight and listen. I hope that he is. Anyway, we are on a discussion of the swine flu. And again, ladies and gentlemen, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I don't buy it. I don't buy it because, as I said, so far we've had 200 people, possibly 200 people die in Mexico and one in the United States as a result of this end of the world plague that we're told is hitting the world now. And in that same time period where we've had 200 people die in Mexico, we've had 400 or 500 people in the United States die of just the regular old flu. So why get everybody in an uproar over the swine flu that's killed one American so far, and completely neglect to mention the regular old flu that kills 100 people a day, 365 days a year? Well, the only thing that can register to me as a rational explanation for this is that they obviously want everybody focused on it. And the obvious proof that this is what they're aiming at is that this is basically what has taken place. You look at the news reports, you see these people wearing surgical masks and they're washing their hands frantically after everything that they do, not to say that, you know, washing your hands isn't a good thing, but you can see that this cloud of fear has descended upon America and really upon the world, if we're to believe the news reports. Now, keep in mind the quote attributed to former Mossad chief Rafael Eitan years ago when he was talking about the invasion of Palestine and how they were going to deal with the indigenous people there, the Palestinians. He said, once we settle the land, the Palestinians, will scurry around like drugged cockroaches. Now, I point this quote out often because I find it to be a very profound and important quote. Once we settle the land, all they will be able to do is to scurry around like drugged cockroaches. Isn't that exactly what is going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, with regards to this flu scare? You'll remember after 9/11, and you had Attorney General at that time, John Ashcroft, telling people that there was a 100% chance that the United States was going to be hit with a biological attack. Of course, at that point, after 9/11, everybody was already shocked and in fear, and Ashcroft's words didn't sound as crazy as if they had been spoken on September the 10th. And then, of course, when the first letters started turning up with anthrax, you had people rushing to the hardware stores to buy duct tape and plastic sheeting that they could put over their windows because they thought that Al-Qaeda was going to get these crop dusting planes and they were going to use them to drop anthrax in all of America's major cities. My point is, ladies and gentlemen, you can get people to do all sorts of things if you terrorize them enough. And my point in bringing all of this up is that we find ourselves in the middle of yet another false flag attack. Now, I don't know if this swine flu virus is real. I mean, I know it exists, but whether or not these cases that are turning up are actually swine flu or not, I don't know. I was talking, I was talking with a friend of mine before the show tonight, who's a doctor, works in the emergency room, and he says that many of the flu cases that people get every year are swine flu. They just don't know about it. It just comes and goes, and nobody's the wiser. You have to actually take a culture, a sample, and take it to a lab, a very expensive, drawn-out process to actually isolate and see whether or not this is indeed swine flu. And he says that in most cases, they don't even bother to do that. There's no reason to do it. But now, all of a sudden, we're spending all of this money testing these people to see if they have the swine flu. Now, the psychological importance to this, of course, is that there was this historical event that took place about 100 years ago where you had about 50 million people around the globe who died as a result of it. Okay, so you have this precedent that exists. And now, you know, people, all they have to do is type in swine flu on a search engine, and they find out it wiped out 50 million people. And guess what? At that point, they're scared and they become putty in the hands of whoever is out there pushing this information for their own personal reasons. Anyway, we will pick this up right after the break. Everybody stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I think it's kind of funny that Mike has as his bumper music that particular song, Don't Fear the Reaper. If you have ever seen that Stephen King movie, The Stand, that is the opening song for the movie. And, of course, The Stand happens to deal with this theme of a plague going through and killing everyone. It's just a little bit weird. Anyway, I'm going to finish up my remarks here, and then I'm going to go to the phone calls. Ladies and gentlemen, indeed, we do have this thing out there known as the swine flu. And it is much deadlier than what we have been told. It hasn't just killed one person in the United States or 200 people in Mexico. It killed 34 men aboard USS Liberty 42 years ago. And it killed 3,000 Americans on 9/11. And it's killed 4,000 of our young people who are fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. This swine flu is much easier to catch, and keeping your hands clean or wearing a surgical mask isn't going to protect you from it. Our country is completely infected with this disease. It leads to blindness, it leads to treachery, treason, dishonesty, greed. It has corrupted our political system to the point where our elected officials are willing to engage in negotiating treason with a foreign country that has attacked America and killed her people. This swine flu, indeed, it is deadly, ladies and gentlemen, a lot deadlier than what we've been told. There's no Tamiflu that's going to cure it or any vaccine. The only vaccine that you can do to prevent yourself from catching this is to get yourself a copy of the Bible and read first the Old Testament and then the New Testament. Read the Old Testament and you'll see the source of this swine flu that has destroyed everything that is good everywhere it has gone. And then go and read the New Testament and read what good guys, the doctors of our civilization, such as John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, St. Peter, St. Paul, St. Stephen, some of these guys, read what they had to say for their own, as far as their own home remedy in dealing with this swine flu. That's the only remedy that's left, ladies and gentlemen, is to recognize that the source of this, of the real swine flu that is destroying our country and our civilization, it's a lot more serious than what we've been led to believe. And if we don't do something soon, if we don't quarantine these people, quarantine this ideology, it will indeed, it will wipe out the entire planet, ladies and gentlemen, because the people who are responsible for infecting the rest of the world with this swine flu, they've already made it clear that that's what their intention is, to wipe out the entire world. Anyway, having said that, lo and behold, as luck would have it,
We are joined by a very special guest calling from none other than Washington, D.C., and it is Mike Piper himself. Mike Piper, welcome to your own show.
Well, thank you, Mark. As you can probably tell, I'm feeling considerably better than I did when I talked to you earlier. I've been fighting these allergies. We have an incredible amount of pollen here in Washington, and after I'd already talked to you about doing the show, I started to feel better, and I said, well, I'm going to go out and get something to eat. But, Mark, you know, I picked up something to read over dinner. You know, I unfortunately caused myself massive amounts of indigestion by reading the newspapers and magazines over dinner. And I picked up to read over dinner tonight, which I just got in about 10 minutes ago after the show had already started, and you were talking about this swine flu and reflecting now upon the very real swine flu that has infected our nation and the world. Well, over dinner, I was reading the Journal of International Security Affairs, the spring 2009 issue, published by the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. Now, that's the name of the organization. They call themselves the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. And in this issue, spring 2009, they have a series of articles entitled The U.S. Military Faces the Future. And, Mark, when I read this first article, and it's by an American military man, a guy by the name of Ralph Peters, okay? This is a retired U.S. Army officer. His article, Wishful Thinking and Indecisive Wars, reads as follows. Now, you and I are quote-unquote journalists, as some of our critics say. Listen to this. This is what the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs says. Although it seems unthinkable now, future wars may require censorship, news blackouts. Okay, we've already had that, censorship and news blackouts. And he says, ultimately, military attacks on the partisan media. Perceiving themselves as superior beings, journalists have positioned themselves as protected species combatants. Notice that terminology, protected species combatants. But freedom of the press stops when its abuse kills our soldiers and strengthens our enemies. Such a view arouses disdain today, but a media establishment that has forgotten any sense of sober patriotism may find that it has become tomorrow's conventional wisdom. Well, Mark, you and I know, and our listeners know, that the media establishment in this country fully supported this insane war in Iraq. They supported the first war against Iraq we call the Persian Gulf War. They promoted this war in Afghanistan that President Obama has committed further troops to fighting. And now we have a Jewish organization which proudly calls itself the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, saying that in the future it might be necessary for the military to launch attacks on the media. In other words, American journalists who stand up and say, no, we shouldn't be fighting these wars for Israel, American journalists may be attacked by the U.S. military. Now, Mark, you know, when I read something like that over dinner, I don't know whether to throw up or whether to stand up and scream. This is the kind of thing that gets my blood flowing. This is one of the most respected Jewish organizations in America, one of the most influential Jewish organizations there is. Associated with it have been people like Dick Cheney, the Vice President of the United States, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, well-known names. And in their lead article, in their spring 2009 issue, they are saying that it might be necessary for the military to attack journalists who stand in opposition to the war aims of international Jewry. Now, they're laying out their program right in front of us, Mark. They're laying their program out. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I have read a million times, and I've heard it in the Patriot alternative media. I've heard them say time and again that Adolf Hitler laid out his program, and that if we would have listened to him when he was laying out his program, we would have stopped him from being evil and doing all the terrible things that they say he did. Well, I'm here to tell you, Mark, this respected Jewish organization that's a strong supporter of Israel, and according to polls by both the Anti-Defamation League and J Street, the liberal Jewish organization. 70 to 75% of the American Jews support Israel and the Israeli agenda. So this is what the Israeli agenda is here. The military, if it's in their hands, the U.S. military, and that's what they're talking about here. The U.S. military is going to have to attack Americans who don't want to go along with the war agenda. Now, Mark, they told us that we should have paid attention to Adolf Hitler and that we should have killed Adolf Hitler, that we should have done something to stop the Nazis. Well, is it wrong for me to ask now, Mark, whether we need to stand up and say it's time to stop the Jews and stop their agenda?
The amazing thing is, Mike, by simply discussing it in the mood that we're discussing it right now, the same people who basically are advocating for all intents and purposes a military dictatorship, right? I mean, that basically
that's
is...
right. That's exactly yes. right.
For us discussing it the way that we're discussing it right now, they would accuse us of being unpatriotic.
That's right. That's right. They're saying that we're objecting to the military pursuing its national security goals, because that's what this journal calls itself, the Journal of International Security Affairs. What it is, it's the Journal of International Zionism. It's a Journal of International Talmudism. And here they are. They flatly lay out their program that the military should kill journalists. I'm sure that's what they mean. I mean, military attacks on the media?
Can you read it any other way?
Am I misreading something, Mark? Is my brain so clouded by pollen that I'm misreading this?
No, because, and honestly, Mike, as you have pointed out on your show and in discussions with me on many occasions, they love doing this. They love flaunting it in our faces, the fact that they are able to do this in plain sight, in plain view of people, and still get away with it. You know, they, for whatever reason, they get some kind of a high or some kind of a charge off doing that. And so, no, you're not reading it incorrectly at all. And furthermore, you know, when I was listing all of the places where this pandemic known as swine flu, and of course I'm using that in a metaphorical way, what I'm actually talking about is Jewish power. The place that I neglected to mention, where, of course, it has been used with the most deadly efficiency, has been in the Middle East. The swine flu that has wiped out 1 million Iraqis, it's wiped out about 250,000 Palestinians, scores of dead Lebanese, and, of course, the Bolshevik Russia itself under Lenin, where you lost 20 million Russian Christians. So this is the problem, and people, they shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that it's going to be different this time. You know, if anything, as St. Paul once said, there's nothing new under the sun. And what has been done in other places with the same kind of bloody success, why should we expect that it's going to be any different when they do it here?
Well, those of us who stand up and object to it are called Nazis, apologists for Hitler. I mean, that's been, you know, Ahmadinejad of Iran, he's the new Adolf Hitler. And you know, unfortunately, we find so many patriots, people who fancy themselves patriots, playing along with this game and rattling on and on about Adolf Hitler, who's been dead. Yes, he's been dead since 1945. And yet we have people here, a former American military officer, an American military officer, writing for one of the premier Jewish organizations on American soil, saying that the military may have to attack Americans who raise questions about future wars on behalf of the Jewish cause. I mean, how much more are we just supposed to sit back and accept this and say nothing? I mean, I'm getting frustrated, Mark. I really am getting frustrated here. It just, you know, as I say, I was sitting here in a restaurant I was sitting here in a restaurant here just a couple blocks from the house here reading this, and I'm saying, my God, you know, right here it is in black and white. I didn't make this up. You know, and that's the whole point. All you need to do is look at Jewish newspapers, and I'm not talking about Jewish-controlled publications like Time and Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune. Amazing when you consider all these publications that are controlled by Jewish families and financial interests. I'm talking about other journals, intellectual journals, intelligence journals that proudly and forthrightly proclaim themselves voices of the Jewish community, such as this one. And here they are laying it all out in black and white.
So, well, you know, the interesting thing, Mike, is going to be, let's see how many of these Jewish institutions who are bending over backwards these days to say, well, you know, we're not all the same. A lot of us don't approve of this. You know, like you cited that ADL poll that 75% of America's Jews support the Holocaust that took place in Gaza. Let's see how many of them stand up and say, wait a minute here, look what this fellow here is writing in the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs spring edition.
2009, yeah. We're not talking something written spring 1809 or 1909. We're talking spring 2009, and according to my calendar, this is 2009.
Well, Mike, listen, I know it's just as weird for you as it is for me, the fact that you're basically like a caller on your own show, but if you would, hold on, because we've got some people.
Yeah, bring the callers up. I'm not going to say another word. Bring the callers up. I want to
listen. Okay, well, if you would, stay on some, because I'm sure that they're going to want to talk to you. All right, let's bring up John in California. John, come on up. John in California.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
Surprised to hear you. Actually, you and Mike, I can't believe it. I'm glad to talk to you because I never have a chance to talk to you on the Liberty Hour, so it's good you're on with Mike sometimes. You know, the thing with the swine flu, I work with a preschool. I'm on their board of directors with my church, and when they hear about this, they're concerned about, do we have a plan? And I said, just do what you usually do if you get sickness or the flu or anything, and, you know, do it that way. Don't be, it's like an epidemic's going to kill you the minute you get it. I've read that, you know, you get the flu, at least with the medical care in this country, you can get over it very quickly. It sounds like, you know, the minute you get hit with it, you die in 5 seconds. But
exactly. Right. That's the way they're painting it.
Yeah, that's just it. And I said, you know, don't make it any more than it would be with any regular sickness. You watch the kids. They get sick, send them home to their parents, and let the parents, you know, deal with what they have to do. And even though we got some schools in my area closing for a week or two because some kid had it and affected some others, you know, well, that's like you said, it's a panic. And they're going by the Center for Disease Control, which is, like in a lot of cases, is part of the problem. Some of the stuff they put out that's contradictory with a lot of things.
John, hold that thought. Sure. We're going to bring you back up after the break. Along with Dave and Henry, don't go anywhere, guys. We're going to try to squeeze you in. I think we can probably do it. Everybody stay tuned. We will be back to finish up the last 5 minutes of tonight's show with the great, one and only, irreplaceable Michael Collins Pfeiffer. Stay tuned.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Freedom of religion, whatever you want to call it. And, of course, I want to thank my very good friend and mentor, Mike Piper, for giving me the honor of filling in for him and for the honor of appearing as a caller on Zen Show. Anyway, Don, if you would, go ahead and finish up with your thoughts because I want to try to squeeze in a couple more people. Don? Okay, there we go. Go ahead.
Yeah, about Jane Harmon, I talked to Mike before about her. Yeah, liberal Democrat, but the local right-wing talk show, you know, they barbecue her for anything else. But with this thing about the spying, you don't hear a peep. Because they're, as I call them, they're the Israeli fellow travelers when it comes to Israel.
Absolutely.
And a bit of bad, you talk about more bad news, I just found out, Internet, the House passed the hate crimes bill that Ted Pike warned us about. So let's pray real hard that maybe the Senate, even our own inspector, what he did, may cut it down.
Well, you know, in the end, when the Americans finally decided to get their guns and to go after their would-be overlords, you know, George III, the King of England at the time, he said, "Talking is over, now blows must decide." And I fear, John, that it is going to come to that. Blows must decide. Because we are dealing with people here who are not interested in talking. Anyway, thank you for your call. All right, let's bring up Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Mark, hello, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, hi, Mark. Hey, I guess what you're suggesting, Mark, is that the swine flu it's really the Jew flu.
What I'm saying is that. The real flu that we have to worry about is not the one that has killed a couple of hundred people across the globe in the last 4 or 5 days, but rather the one that has killed tens of millions of people over the course of the last century. And I'm talking, of course, about Jewish power.
Well, remember when I called into Dr. Talawi's show Saturday, Mark, I brought up the subject, and I'm certain of this, Mark, I only saw it once, but all the most prominent women in our government, Jane Harmon being among them, with Dianne Frankenstein and Barbara Mikulski and Barbara Boxer and, you know, all the prominent women in our government, I saw them on TV, and they were going to go in, and they were going to view the film that was taken over in the women's section of Abu Ghraib. Because there was a women's section most Americans don't even know there was, and there was children over there. And the women and the children were brutally raped and brutally tortured. And that was the end of the story, Mark. It was buried, and nobody ever heard anything about it again. They didn't allow the American people to see it, I guess for obvious reasons, because even the dumbest Americans would have demanded an end to all the slaughter over there in Iraq and Afghanistan and everything. But what happened to that film that was taken over in the women's section? Let us see what the hell they did to those women and children, those damn pedophiles and those rapists, those vicious rapists. You know, how many were Americans? How many were Israelis? The American people want to know Barbara Mikulski and Dianne Feinstein and Jane Harmon and Barbara Boxer. Come on, why don't you bury your broads, come clean with what happened over in the women's section of Abu Ghraib?
Thank you, Dave. All right, Mike Piper, would you please close out your own show this evening?
I will just remind everybody that the guy who was running the operations in Abu Ghraib was an American by the name of John Israel. That was mentioned once in the New York Times and once in the Washington Post, and otherwise buried. And I'm here to tell you, Israel is not an Irish name. It's not a Russian name. It's not an Arabic name. It's a Jewish name.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night, God willing.
With recent